Thanks very much for having a chat with me, Greta. You're from Ocean, which is a coalition of environmental organisations that's been working to raise people's awareness of the proposed seismic blasting in the Southern Ocean along the Otway Rim. And I was wondering, can you give my listeners some understanding of what's at stake here?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on. So yes, I'm from Ocean, the Otway Coastal Environmental Action Network, and we are currently campaigning, trying to raise awareness about a proposed seismic blasting permit that is in at the moment with NOPSEMA. So it's an area, two companies, TSG and Schlumberger, so two international data companies, have put in a proposal to 3D seismic blast an area that's 4.5 million hectares in the Otway Basin. And that area passes through two marine parks, whale migration routes, the Bonny Upwell, so that is a huge nutrient upwelling that fuels the marine food web, and as well as on our really beautiful and very ecologically important Great Southern Reef.
That's extraordinary, isn't it? And especially when you consider that the backdrop is that Australia is supposed to be, and the world is supposed to be, moving away from fossil fuel, and this is just a complete attack on nature.
Yeah, absolutely. So seismic blasting, looking for oil and gas reserves under the seafloor, is the first step in new oil and gas exploration. And as you said, the science says we can't have new oil and gas if we're to stay below 1.5 degrees of warming. We can't be looking for more opportunities to extract oil and gas from the earth. So we're all saying no. Communities along the Otway coast, all down the western Tasmanian coast as well, standing up and using their voices to say no. So it's very inspiring.
Yeah, well, it's interesting too, because it's, as you said, Ocean is a coalition of environmental organisations as well as First Nations groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's many groups who are part of this campaign. So there's Surfrider Foundation Australia, there's Friends of the Earth, there's the Australian Marine Conservation Society and Port Fairy Fight for the Bight, as well as Patagonia. And then also SOPEC, so the Southern Ocean Protection Embassy Collective, which is a Gunditj Mangalore ocean protection group. And they're very loud and very prominent in this campaign.
Yeah, I was looking at even the words Kuntapul, which is whale songlines.
Mm. Yeah, we're really lucky we have Yaren Cousins Bundle, who's a Gunditj Mara woman. She's also a whale dreaming custodian and leads SOPEC. She's been sharing Kuntapul, who's the female southern right whale, sharing parts of the Kuntapul songline through this process. Through this protest, and that's been a really special addition and voice in this campaign.
Now, you've been running information sessions as well as other information-raising events right across the communities. And, in fact, there's going to be a major event tomorrow in Warrnambool. I mean, there's today in Port Fairy and tomorrow in Warrnambool, and then going on to Portland on the 27th. But can you give us an idea of the reactions? Do people know about what's going on?
Yeah, so we are in the middle of our Great Ocean Rescue campaign, which stretches across January with events that started at the beginning of January in Barwon Heads and has moved along the western coast of Victoria out to Portland. And no, for the most part, communities don't know what seismic blasting is, and that's part of our work, is raising awareness. And it's also not their fault. You know, a lot of politicians, people in Canberra, when Ocean have travelled to Canberra to talk about seismic blasting, a lot of our politicians don't know what seismic blasting is, what the practice entails, and what the risks are. to marine safety and our marine life. So that's pretty scary. But when people do know what seismic blasting is, everyone's been supportive of this campaign. No one wants this campaign. No one wins. Coastal people don't win. Fisher people don't win. The only people who win, if this is approved, are the two multinational information or data companies. So we've had screenings. So we're screening a film that was put together by Surfrider Foundation called Southern Blast, which is a great, informative and very beautifully shot film. And then we've had rallies as well in Ocean Grove and Apollo Bay last weekend. And tomorrow, as you said, in Warrnambool, we have a big paddle out, which is going to be so much fun. We are meeting at the breakwater around 1:30. There'll be live music and local band Southern Ocean Sea Band will be playing, which will be a lot of fun. We've got some speeches kicking off at 2, and we'll start our paddle out at 2:30.
Yeah. It's really quite disturbing that so few people know about how intrusive this could be. I mean, we've been seeing whales becoming dislocated, not knowing where to go, and then ending up on and beaching and dying effectively. People have been saying, oh, they don't know why this would be so. But that's being a bit ingenuous, isn't it? Disingenuous.
Yeah, so while seismic blasting as a practice has been happening for decades off our horizons where we can't see it, the research is relatively new, and the research has only come about because fisheries were reporting huge losses in their catches, or whole scallop beds dying following seismic blasting events. And researchers, marine researchers, then began looking at the impacts of seismic blasting. And as you said, it does deafen whales. And there are 25 different whale species that move through this particular application zone that they're looking to blast in the Otway Basin. But it also kills krill. And as far as the research has shown, it creates a hole in the biomass up to 1.2 kilometres around every single blast. And the only reason it's 1.2 kilometres is because that's as far as they looked. We don't actually know the extent of that hole in the biomass. We just know that as far as researchers looked, every single krill was dead.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have some research that on some other species, particularly commercial fishing species, but I think it's safe to assume that if the foundation of the marine food web, our krill and our plankton, as well as the largest mammals that have ever existed on Earth, our blue whales, are being affected by the practice, that all species along that food chain are affected.
Now, the coastline that you've been having your events at are prime holiday resorts. Now, there's this sort of weird dislocation between the main cities and the hinterlands. But because it's summer, and because these are key locations for people to take summer retreats, you must have been getting quite a lot of reaction to your campaign.
Yeah, all positive, thankfully. But I think that's part of the way in which we're campaigning. It's not angry and it's not violent. It's very informative. It's very welcoming. But it has also been very special to say to people who are sitting in cafes, say, thank you for coming to our home, enjoying our coastline, and would you join us in protecting it? Because we love it too, just as much as you do during your holidays. And we've had people stand up in the cafes and applaud or take information slips and then come and join the film screening that night. Some people leave their cafes and join us for the walk down the main street. It's been very inspiring.
Yeah. It's pretty important stuff. What has reaction from government levels, federal, state and local?
Yeah, so we are lucky that we've had local councillors joining. We have some Greens members travelling down from Melbourne for the paddle out tomorrow, which is great. The decision is in the hands of the Resource Minister, Madeleine Kinn. So we are writing to her office, members of the community are writing to her office through our campaign, and we haven't had a response
Yeah, it's a bit disturbing because we've had quite disturbing acceptance of seismic blasting in Western Australia at the Burrup Hub, and we've just had a rather disappointing, not quite the same thing, but the gas pipeline, Santos pipeline decision against the Tiwi Islanders. And we've also, in sort of in the background, we've got New South Wales deciding that it's all okay to chop down native forests. There's a battle on, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it is really important to recognise the practices that are still going ahead in the Burrup Peninsula, and also the most recent decision to approve the Santos pipeline through the Tiwi Islands. Because what's happening in those parts of the ocean is also, it's all one ocean, you know. And as we stand up for coastal communities, as coastal communities down here, for our Great Southern Reef, it is really important that we're also standing in solidarity in the other front line. And it is becoming more difficult for environmental activists. We've had change in laws, as recent changes in protocol in the logging in Tasmania, where machinery doesn't have to be switched off if civilians are on site or if forest activists are on site. So there's people's lives that are becoming at greater risk. But we have won in the past. We won in the Fight for the Bight campaign. And I think what's telling is that this application permit stops almost immediately at the South Australian border. And I think all companies know that we really care about that area. And so this is our opportunity to unite and show that we also care about this part of our ocean too.
Yeah, there's a world to be won, isn't there? And you can't not fight. You have to fight. What do you want my listeners to do to be helpful in a positive outcome?
Oh, thanks for that question. So if you are in the area, come on down to our paddle out in Warrnambool. It's going to be huge. It's going to be a lot of fun. Paddle outs always are such a beautiful way to unite in the ocean whilst we stand up for the ocean. You can head to our website, so ocean.org.au, and you can take action there. We have a link to a survey. You can send a letter to your Member of Parliament through Surfrider Foundation. There's a link to that too. We have the Citizens Protection Declaration, which is led by SOPEC, so it's an Indigenous voice for caring for sea country. and then we also have petitions around abolishing what's called the SPA, which is the Special Prospecting Authority, which is the kind of permit that these two companies, TGS and Schlumberger, have applied for. So that's outside the portfolio that the Minister for Resources announces at the beginning of each year. This is a different kind of permit.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for talking to us, Greta.
Not a problem. Thanks so much for having us on.